Well, in the absence of any meaningful catalyst, the Australian share market is under pressure in early trade on Friday. As we approach lunch, the market's down by around a third of a percent. US markets were certainly weaker last night, and one of the reasons for that is that there seems to have been a new stumbling block emerge in relation to the process of reforming US taxation, as far as that political process is going. But in the local picture, we've got most sectors in negative territory, but it's really the selling in the bank space that's making the biggest difference. So all of the big four are well in negative territory. The CBA and Westpac groups are down by around a half of 1%. Probably most conspicuous in terms of their gains at the moment, albeit reasonably modest, are the miners, so they're holding up well. Fortescue Metals is up by around 1%. There's a reasonable amount of corporate news around this morning, including Crown Resorts. They've announced a number of asset sales, which is going to yield quite a bit of money for them, and the market likes that news. The shares are up by around 5%. Macquarie Atlas Roads is down by around 4% on news that Macquarie Bank has sold down its stake in that organisation. And Transurban is back on the boards after an absence of a couple of days as they conducted the capital raise of close to $2 billion, which will be funding the Westgate Tunnel project. And the market is approving of what's gone on in recent days, and the stock is up by around 3.5%. News Corp is just trading a little bit lower. One of the big stories of the last 24 hours has been that the Disney organization has paid $75 billion for 21st Century Fox. So a massive transaction to go cheek by jowl with Westfield Group are selling their assets to a French mall operator earlier in the week, but it's not really going to have much of a bearing as far as the Australian assets are concerned of the 21st Century Fox business. So the Aussie dollar is trading a little bit weaker. It's at 76.7 US cents.